Hey, everybody, you are listening to my Monday Midday Monologue. My name is Russ, and every day at work I have a break from like 3 to 4 p.m. It's just the nature of what I do. So on Mondays, I've decided to record a podcast so I can reflect upon my experiences as an artist from the previous week, an artist based in Phoenix, Arizona, to boot, and to plug anything that I might have coming up in the current week. So it's a great pivotal point in time to think about the past and prepare for the future. And before I dive into plugging, reflecting, art stuff, I found $7 today, and that's just an exciting thing to say and brag about. I'm driving down the street, I saw a single dollar just next to the sidewalk, so I pulled over, grabbed the dollar, it led me to another dollar, then that led me to a $5 bill. It was like a Hansel and Gretel-esque path of sweets. And the gingerbread house was an Abe Lincoln. So I can't wait to buy lunch later. And I know what you're thinking. I did stand there for an appropriate amount of time to make sure somebody didn't approach that had just lost the money. Because $7 is an annoying amount of money to lose. I mean, $2 is like, okay, I lost $2. $5 is, oh, I shouldn't have misplaced that bill. But when you lose $7, that must mean that somebody was hurriedly reaching into their pocket, pulled out the thing they wanted, the loose money flew out. They didn't realize it until it was too late. And now that money is mine. It's mine now. And it's as if the universe is saying, hey, it's Monday. It's going to be a tough week. Go get lunch on me. And so thank you, universe. And at the same time now, I am absolutely terrified for what karma has in store for me. So I'll enjoy that meal as much as I can. It may be my last. But when it comes to food for thought, look at that transition. Last week was one rife with preparation for my poetry feature with Bill Campana at the Caffeine Corridor Poetry Series. Bill has helped organize and host Caffeine Corridor for a while now, and every year he ends the year with a blowout feature, and he asks somebody to co-feature with him. I was honored to be that person this year. And it was one of the most fulfilling nights of my life as one who enjoys partaking in poetry and performing poetry. The open mic was amazing. Bill's performance was absolutely legendary, and I'm very proud of the set of poetry I presented. And I think I presented it relatively well. I practiced in everything. I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. No, I'm just talking about the artistic process here and how a little preparation, a little practice goes a long way in boosting your self-confidence as a performer. Anyway, I did record the whole thing as well, so who knows what I'll do with that recording. I may present it as a future podcast. I may mix in some produced tracks with my brother's help, something with some music, and drop a poetry album in the near future. I'll definitely do something with the recording. Bill recorded his stuff, too, and I don't know how or when he's going to release it, but when he does, be grateful that you will get to live that night vicariously. His performance was fantastic, and you could find his books at brickcavemedia.com. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Shantae and Jack. The Caffeine Corridor series is perhaps one of the most consistent poetry readings in Phoenix. And so if you're in the Valley and you haven't checked it out, well, you have a whole year's worth coming up in 2016. So make it a resolution and check it out. Okay, that's enough kissing Bill's butt. I've been thinking as the year comes to an end about the way we as artists present our work. And we are very much all wannabe rock stars. We all follow the model of the rock star in that we spend some time in the studio, quote unquote, generating content. When the content is generated and packaged, we release a sample, then the package, and then we tour. So, I mean, just think about what a rock star does. They record their music, they drop a track or two on the radio or via free download, and then the entire album comes out. That's the package you're supposed to buy, dare I say, and then you tour that stuff live, I guess just to prove that you have the chops or that you're capable of producing the art that people are buying. Right? A lot of people accused the Monkees, for example, of not playing their own instruments, but they had a great tour, 66, 67. And you could see the footage. They sound like a garage band on stage. Yeah, their stuff was poppy and produced in the studio. The albums are, you know, of that era, the pop music of the 60s. But when you see their stuff live, man, they were like a punk band. So that's part of the reason you go on tours. You want to demonstrate your passion for the stuff you just produced, and you want to let people know that this is something they should own as much as experience live. As a self-publisher of comics and zines, that's exactly what I've been doing lately. I'll self-publish a comic. I'll offer a sample of it via, you know, two-page freebie, a smaller version, a zine of some sort, pass that stuff out, or leave them at coffee shops, and then I'll schedule dates to the release of the comic. I've been doing that every month this year. So I'm in front of a group of people in some way or another. Most recently, at Drawn to Comics for the opening weekend of Glendale Glitters, Phoenix Comic Con Fan Fest was well-timed, the last of my issues this year. And just throughout the year, I've been doing just that, releasing press releases, trying to get the word out that I am a local artist, self-publishing political satire with superheroes. That's just what we do, is we want to let people know that, you know, you're going to spend all that time at the drawing board and then what, self-publish it and just let it sell itself? The work doesn't end when you've finished folding and stapling your stuff. Just as the band's tour, just as the novelist goes on the book signing tour, just as the painter tours their gallery with opening nights with wine and cheese and cucumber slices and hummus plates and discussions of process and inspiration. This is what artists do. We are all rock stars in our own worlds, in our own ways. And I guess a rock star is just the model I'm choosing because it's the most celebrated of these personas. Perhaps this stuff was happening before the 1950s when the rock and roll star really took off and toured nationwide and globally. But, you know, that's just, we just think of rock star as the penultimate life. This is what I want to be, you know, the idol of millions. In my case, I'll settle for dozens and go from there. But yeah, that's exactly what I've been doing. And as I've been thinking about that, I've been thinking about the nature of freebies as well. When you give stuff away, I gave away a little zine at the poetry reading. I collected a couple of Bill's poems, a couple of my poems, made an exclusive zine, passed that out. I had a freebie at the Phoenix Comic Con Fan Fest teasing my 2016 mega arc in Amazing Arizona Comics, co-starring Santa Claus all year long. I made a little zine when I presented for the Halloween edition of 7 Minutes in Heaven at Space 55 here in downtown Phoenix, a little theater. I did a monologue about stuff you should not pass out to kids on Halloween, like school supplies and religious literature. And I had a little track of my own, a little zine that I passed out for free just as a sample of my writing, a keepsake for the evening. And I do that for almost everything I do now. And I challenge myself with this. When I give this stuff away so readily, as much as I want people to enjoy it, as much as I want them to find it priceless, am I dubbing it worthless? In other words, you know when you get something for free, you don't treasure it as much as something you've invested your hard-earned money in. So, I don't know, I have a nice collection of zines at home that I've collected for both free and purchased with my own money. I would presume that the stuff I've passed out is in similar collections. But who knows, if you're just going to a little evening at the theater at Space 55 and you see some monologues and performances and there's some kooky stuff happening and then you get the zine and, yeah, oh, that's cool too, and you leave it on your seat or you put it in your purse and it gets tossed with the gum wrappers or whatever. I have no idea how that goes. It's a crapshoot, really. I mean, if you're a musician and your song is on the radio for free, I guess you're telling the general public, yeah, this is the best of the album I want you to buy. And so if that's the best, why buy the album? It just gets me thinking that when you're giving away the best of what you can do, why would anybody else buy the rest of what you can do? You know what I mean? Yet we all do. We all get the album because we want more from that artist. So I guess that's the hope. I'm always putting my social media, my website, at the back of these pieces in the hopes that, okay, if you did enjoy that freebie, you will want more and you'll use those portals to purchase more or seek me out in the future. Listen to a podcast like this so you know what's coming up because I'm a plugging, promoting machine. It just seems like if you're an artist, you have to also be a marketeer. We live in a world where media is all-consuming. So we have no choice but to make sure if we're going to spend that much time at the drawing board, you got to get out there and do the rest, do the work. So that's all about. That's what's on my mind, and I'm getting the signal that I need to get back to work. So you know what? I think this will conclude this week's my Monday midday monologue. Thankfully, I don't have a lot going on this week. I might just get to attend some events for a change. And so that's cool. Then again, if something pops up, I'll post it on my Instagram. You could follow me at AmazingAZComics or go to AmazingArizonaComics.com and see some samples of the work and all that stuff I was just talking about. The practical application of these philosophies I've been mulling over now for the past few weeks. So thanks for listening to this, and I'll catch you next week.